So, let's start.
Yeah, so, let's start with your questions. Anyone with questions for Longo, you can raise your hand and mute yourself so you can ask. Anyone like to go first?
Yeah, Fang, I can't hear you.
Hello, Longo, hi. I have a few questions I would like to ask. I was doing a body investigation the other day, and suddenly I was feeling that I dropped down, and then I forgot about my questions that I need to ask for a body investigation. I just like went into the calmness and that's it. I did it wrong, right? I'm supposed to just go on and keep asking questions?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I ask again. I was doing body investigation. Can you hear? And then, subsequently, I felt that, there's some falling. And then, I forgot about that I need to continue asking questions. And then I kind of like dozed off after that. I did it wrong, right? I'm supposed to just keep on asking my questions, right?
That really depends, huh? I mean, if you get an answer from your questions, you know, you see it visually from the body, you know, then it's fine, yeah? But then, you know, of course, you know, you should ask questions again for the next topic, yeah?
Okay. Then the other question I'll ask is actually during body investigation, by right, you will also be possible to go into Upachana Samadhi and Apana Samadhi?
Apana Samadhi, no, but Upachara, yes, it can happen, yeah? It can happen that you go into Apana Samadhi or it can happen that you go into Upachara Samadhi, but that's not for the investigation then.
Okay.
But it can happen, yeah? I mean, if the question is deep, you know, and you suddenly get a real deep insight, you can land in Apana Samadhi, yeah? That's okay, yeah?
Okay, then I was trying to read that on the 32 parts of the body, and I realized that actually when the different people translate it differently,
yeah.
So, but it doesn't matter as long as I kind of know where the parts are, that will do, right?
I mean, you should know the body parts anyway, you know? Huh?
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
have to go through the 32 parts, yeah? Yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, the last question I have is actually when giving dana to, let's say, monks, is it more about sincerity and intention, or is it rather about how you give, whether you give with two hands, or whether when you kneel down and give, does it matter?
Intention.
It's intention. Okay. I have no more questions.
Okay, good. When are you coming?
I will come in December. I bought my tickets already.
Okay.
Me?
Thank you. I have a few questions on board. Do we have to put effort on the breath? Like, it should be first and it should be constant, or even if like, keeping aware of the breath, it is the length of the breath is increasing and or decreasing, is it enough?
The effort should go in bringing the mind back when it is deviating from the breath.
Yes.
Yeah. But
so
as long as you're aware of the breath, it's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so because the thing is that I'm joining a group, like which is also helping me to have the Anapanasati, and I know that they really have a good intention, and because like they are keeping reminding me like to synchronize with the sound of the breathing in the recording, and you know, so sometimes I know that I have the knowingness, like sometimes my I mean, the speed of the breath is not synchronizing, and they're telling me like to synchronize with this, and so sometimes, you know, it could be closer, or I don't know, like sometimes I'm just asking why I should force the breath. I mean, I know it, and is it natural, like the breathing, isn't it enough? And yeah, sometimes they keep reminding me, so you know, like I was doubting.
Yeah, but that is
closer.
Yeah, that is the kilesas, yeah?
Yeah.
As long as you're with the breath, you're okay. The moment you go into thinking, it's not okay. Yeah? Even if you hear the voice, you know, I mean, you should be more with the breath, or you should look at like this or that. That's all the kilesas, yeah?
Yeah. So, for example, if I join with the group, then I should follow their method. Is it right? Like,
you
I
should
have to
follow what?
I should follow the instruction of the group. Like, according to their group, I should be synchronized with the sound. You know, like, because there is a recording, and in the recording, like this, and I have to be...
Don't. Yeah? I mean, what kind of instructions are you listening to?
I think they are going to jhana, and I'm not sure. I don't want jhana, but you know, because I mean, they want to be sit for many hours with it.
No. That's not good. Yeah, I mean, follow your natural breathing. Yeah, be aware of your natural breathing. Yeah, don't follow any, you know, I mean, instructions that come from outside. Yeah, unless it is a guided meditation. Well, they always bring you back to the breath, you know? Okay, let's go back to the breath, yeah? Yes, then you follow, yeah? Because your attention was not on the breath, yeah?
Yeah.
But with the rhythm of breathing, that is wrong, yeah? I mean, do it yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't listen to audio.
Like, yes. At some point, I know that I'm not keeping aware all the time, but at some point, I know that I have to return it back to the awareness of the breath, but like this kind of constant synchronizing thing, and somebody is telling me, so I'm just.
I don't know what, you know, I mean, that really depends on, you know, I wouldn't listen to the audio, yeah?
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, it is Zoom session, and then I try it like in my time from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., like in the early morning. And then maybe it's because of the lack of sleep. I don't know. Sometimes just kind of killers came up, and then I don't want to be problem with them as well. So I try. What should I do? I should ask the Longpo about this, like the speed of the breath and the constant or increase or just awareness or like what.
That is all not important. You don't increase the speed, you don't decrease the speed, huh? You don't increase the strength or not, yeah? You just want to know how is the breath at this very moment. Is it in-breath, is it out-breath, is it long, or is it short?
Okay.
But you don't want to make it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be aware how the breath is. Yeah? That's why I always say, yeah, observe, you know, I mean, in your surrounding, observe an animal. You know what the animal is doing. You don't control it. But you're trying to control the breath, and that is always wrong.
I think I also know their goal. It just like to know, because if, you know, because our, I don't know, like how to say English, like our minds are keeping on one object, and if somebody is really enjoying this kind of breathing, and at some point, I think because they just want to get rid of the feeling of vedana, so because like they are just only keeping on this, and they are trying to go to samadhi, and at some point, they knew that like breathing is breathing, and the mind is the other thing, maybe that's their goal, you know, like it. There's no non-self, or there's no me, it's just like breathing. Maybe that's their goal of going to the jhana. I think so.
Don't worry about this, you know. Don't listen to this, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, thank you. I got you. And I have to say a few questions. And for example, also my problem is that I was trying to keep awareness on the breath, but sometimes, you know, because the body isn't changing the posture, so it has some kind of, you know, knowingness about toughness, about, you know, sometimes light, sometimes, I don't know how to say, yeah, that kind of different things happen, and I know, okay, let's say, I know about these kind of bodily feeling, and so at the time, I'm not on the breath, and I know that kind of, like, movement of this, like, sometimes it's a kind of feeling I don't need because it's very tough, it's very cold and very hot, and, you know, those kind of things. So I know it, and I was thinking, I should keep focusing on those changing of the
thing. No.
Or I should, yeah.
You keep on the breath, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, the more you concentrate, the better your concentration. You will also be aware of the other things, yeah? Of the body temperature, of the outside temperature, of sound or so. Don't worry, don't go out to there. Keep on the breath.
Okay.
We want to have one point where we concentrate, and we always want to have that in mind, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And just take a few questions as well. I keep like this on the breath. And would you, this question, do I, always I said I'm scared of the death and I just want to prepare it well. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know, I'm just trying to keep the five precepts family and I know about it. But, you know, because I think there might be a lot of painful feeling before dying. Before coming to the death. So that's also the reason that I am practicing, and I'm also joining the group because they also have instruction to overcome vedana. So yeah, I'm scared, so I do it, and you know, like, how I mean, my question is, do you have any advice for
I mean, you hang in between two masters, yeah? I mean, you listen to one, and you listen to the other, and they are not the same, yeah? Huh? I mean, we don't want to overcome vedana. We want to understand what is vedana. So we really want to feel it. But most people, of course, they don't want to feel it. They don't want to understand what vedana is. So they find all sorts of means in order to overcome vedana. But you cannot overcome it, but you can understand it.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you. And yeah. Also, okay, this could be my last question for now. It's just like I am a student currently, and I'm away from my parents as well. And, you know, there are a lot of things, yeah, I'm not sure like everybody else, but the thing is that when I wake up, I was like keeping... I don't know, I mean, it doesn't need to force, but just like I was reminded the quality of the Buddha, or like, I don't know, not really deeply, but just like I know it's things are impermanent. I mean, no means like that I was reminding or keeping aware of those things. So I was enjoying the knowing of like the, I don't know, sometimes I know the beating of the heart, sometimes I know some kind of like, strong appearance or like feeling. So yeah, I was enjoying this, but at one point I was at work and I was doing the other thing and there was some problem and I wasn't enjoying it, and I was enjoying like to keep knowing and like to meditation, and I'm also finding the right method which is suitable for me. So sometimes I'm thinking I'm going to
right. Well, what is your question?
My question is, sometimes I wanted to become a nun because of this worldly...
You want to become a what?
I wanted to become a nun. A nun, like Meiji.
Oh, nun, a Meiji, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But because of the worldly religion, and I was liking, enjoying the things of like knowing this kind of like...
That's okay.
Yeah. But I'm not ready yet for it, and I don't know where to go because, you know, I'm enjoying new stuff. I mean, I'm not really enjoying, but the thing is, I want to help people in Europe, you know. That's why I'm here.
It really depends on you. Have to distinguish, you know, what gives you more joy. Does the word give you more joy, or does your practice give you more joy? If the practice gives you more joy, then it is time, you know, to ordain as a Meiji. You don't have to ordain for life. Yeah, maybe just 1 year, and then if you feel dissatisfied, you dissolve again. That's the problem.
Okay. Yeah, the problem is that in that case, I have to tell to my supervisor, and my supervisor, I told him honestly, but he wanted to be, it will be okay, and then you can also try to, you know, because I have contracts with doing my doctoral study, so.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you have to fulfill your contract or get out of the contract. Yeah. I mean, with this, I cannot help you, yeah?
Yeah, I know. And also, I mean, I came to your monastery in 2021 or something like that, but, you know, if my problem, I originally from Myanmar, but my problem is that I don't like the house lizard.
The what?
That's my problem. I don't like the house lizard, or the kind of, the animal. I have some kind of So I also didn't like, and I love my parents, but I don't like stay in my country, Myanmar or in Thailand. That's why I'm here in Europe.
You don't like to stay in Thailand?
No. I like it, but I don't like the house lizard.
The what?
House lizard. The animal. I don't know how to say it. The animal, you know, on the wall, those kind of animals. If I see it, and I was scared, and I feel sorry for them, and I don't know why.
I mean, you don't have to stay, you know. I mean, there are monasteries in the village.
I came to your monastery, and I enjoy it, but I'm scared of this, like, animal for a long time, and I think I cannot live in that house.
You came to my monastery? I can't remember.
Sorry?
I can't remember. When was
okay.
that?
It's okay.
When was that?
It's okay.
This year?
Here, in your monastery. I met with Meiji Samander and Meiji Amalia and others.
Oh, 2023, I mean, with this I cannot help you, you know. You have to decide for yourself what is good for you, what you like and what you don't like, you know, what is better for you. Yeah, you have to, find out for yourself, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. It was really helpful, and I will try also. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi, Longpo. Thank you for answering those questions. My question is about, I've started doing Buddha meditation. Maybe in the last couple of months. I think I had this issue when I used to do Anapanasati as well. I seem to have control issues. I try to control everything in meditation, and I try not to control, but that also falls off controlling. When I try to stay on the Buddha, if I don't control, it kind of just goes away, and then if I try to bring it back, I feel like I'm not controlling it, and I start to feel a bit like my mouth is moving, my tongue is moving a little, and I say Buddha in my mind. It feels like my mouth is also saying it slightly, and then I have to try to kind of stop that, but then I know I'm going up Buddha again. And this especially happens when I'm doing walking as well, even more than sitting. But I really would like to, I guess, kind of stop controlling so much and just focus on Buddha, but I don't know how to get past this problem.
Where do you live?
Australia.
Yes, I mean, we are from the Western society. We try to control everything, yeah? So, and now we have to learn how to uncontrol things, yeah? So, the moment you see controlling, you make a label controlling, and then you go back to the Buddha, 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 until you see you're controlling again, then you relax, you know, and say, you know, just put a label on controlling, and then go back, yeah? I mean, it takes a while. I mean, it can take years, yeah? So don't give up.
And I had one other question that came up when I was listening to Nate. I also do a bit of Maranasati in the morning, like contemplation of death. It started off helpful. It really inspired my practice because I started thinking about, you know, rebirth and if I'm going to go downwards if I don't practice seriously. But then lately it's not feeling, I'm not feeling scared at all. I'm not connecting with it that much. Like I don't feel the reality of, I realized I'm just kind of imagining it, and it doesn't feel real, like that I could die. I kind of want to bring that feeling back just to make it more real, to inspire more agency, but I'm not sure if I can or if there's any ways to do that.
Try to go, yeah. I mean, yes, you know, sometimes it's imagination, yeah. But sometimes, you know, I mean, just think about it, okay? You walk across the street, yeah? A big lorry comes and you die, yeah? Or, you know, you're in your apartment, yeah? And, yeah, you slip and fall, yeah? And then you die, yeah? You break your neck and you die and nobody comes, you know, and helps you and you slowly die, yeah? I mean, get different situations, or you fall off of a boat, you know, and you slowly drown because nobody is there around you, you know, to help you out of the water. I mean, imagine these certain kinds of death that happens all over the world, yeah? Or look at some pictures of the people in Gaza, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean, these Palestinians, you know, they die because of starvation, yeah? That's a very slow death, yeah? Yeah? Look at these pictures, look at these eyes, look at, you know, and then you can imagine, you know, going through these things, yeah?
Right.
So...
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen a human corpse in real life, but yes, I can look at that photo, so I can look at that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, it's very heavy rain, yeah? I mean, it's very difficult for me to understand. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Where are you from? Hello?
There's in there, your mic is not working.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, just check your mic. Is it something with redness?
What?
It's not true. Yeah, his mic is not working.
The what is not working? His audio is not working. You have to turn on your audio. I can't understand. I don't hear anything. Ask him to put, you know, to put the question in writing, yeah? If his audio is not working.
Yeah, Alexander, you can type out in the chat. You can read out the question for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else? Sunny.
Yeah, I don't think there are any other questions.
I just have one question.
Okay.
It is that after all this time listening to you, I still don't understand the difference between sati and mindfulness. You maybe have a different way to explain to me the difference.
Sati and mindfulness, yeah? Mindfulness is when the mind is full of one occupation. And sati is when the mind is empty, completely empty of any occupation.
Mm-hmm.
It just knows. Yeah? I mean, for people walking, oh, I'm so mindfully walking, you know, eating, yeah? That is thinking. That's not sati. Yeah? If we know, yeah, inside, without thought, and if we know we are walking or we know we are eating, that is sati. If
yeah,
we know...
Huh?
You understand?
Different lies in thinking. And
yeah.
Thinking.
The moment we think, we put labels on our action, that is, you know, when we might be mindful, you know, but we have no sati.
Right. That makes more sense that mindfulness is thinking. But for example, when you are focused on the breathing and you ask the questions like, is it slow, is it fast? I mean, I understand you can know without thinking. Yeah,
but that is, it is the process to get to the knowingness. Yeah? I mean, he's asking the questions, yeah? In the end, we do know, but we ask ourselves to make us aware, you know, is the breath slow, or is the breath fast, is it deep, or is it shallow? In the beginning, we might need to ask these questions to get to the knowingness. And the knowingness is nothing else than sati. Yeah? But if you do that constantly, then of course, you know, I mean, you're not really into observing the breath without, you know, without thinking, yeah? Just with knowing the breath is deep, the breath is shallow, yeah? Try it, without asking the question. Just know, try to know. How can you not know? You know when you have a feeling. Do you need your thought, you know? Oh, I have a feeling? No, you know it is a feeling, yeah? You know when you see something, yeah? You don't have to say, oh, I'm seeing a tree. No, you know. Yeah? And that is exactly that what we need, sati. Yeah? But actually, you know, when we see something and we say it's a tree, or a memory comes up and says it's a tree, it's already not sati. Yeah? It's already a label onto it. Yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Lumpo, can you please clarify that the Buddha said we cannot repay debt to our parents.
Yes.
So if I attain, I'm thinking about attaining, how are they gonna benefit? Like, I feel it's more selfish to go forth and live in them, like the family members. How the family member will benefit if I attain?
I mean, the interesting that you said, you know, I mean the Lord Buddha said, yes, it is impossible to repay the kindness of our parents in this life. But at the same time, the Lord Buddha went out, left his kid, yeah, 1 year old, his wife, his parents, you know, and went, in quotation marks, selfishly, you know, to find enlightenment. And that, of course, is the highest repayment for the parents and for the child and for the mother of the child. So, you do something, you know, to get rid of selfishness, yeah, by, for instance, ordaining, yeah, and you share the merit with your parents, yeah, and that is much more than you can even do in the world. You can look after them, you can wipe their ass, you know, I mean, you can feed them for the rest of your life, but the moment you share the merit of your practice with them, it's a higher merit for them, yeah. But, of course, yes, you cannot repay the 20 years that they looked after you, yeah, but at least you can make an effort. So, in Thailand or in Buddhist countries, you know, I mean, the parents actually want, you know, that the son or, you know, even the daughter ordain, you know, for their marriage, yeah? You understand that?
Yes, I understand that. Thank you.
Really it's very heavy. Yeah. Or very loud. Yeah.
I think it's difficult.
It's a little bit difficult for me to completely hear and understand the questions, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could schedule, you know, if you can reschedule it in 1 week, you know, I mean, yeah? But if there's a pressing questions, you know, I mean, people can still ask. Yeah. We can make it next Saturday, you know, and hopefully, you know, the rain has passed by. Yeah, but it's the rainy season now.
Is it raining almost every day?
Pretty much, but sometimes, you know, there's a time when it is. It just started, you know, really heavily. You know, it was raining a little bit, you know, during the day. But now it really starts, you know, pouring down.
Yeah. Anyone have pressing questions to us? I think we can do nothing or the week after. Yeah. Okay. I think we are good.
Hmm?
Yeah, Lompo, I think we can end the session today.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's all pay respects to the call by Brian.
Okay, goodbye, yeah, and see you next week, yeah?
Okay.
Is it okay with you, Sunny?
Yes, it's okay.
I think it's the second or what?
Yeah, at least Saturday is 2nd August.
Yeah, okay. See you then, bye. Okay.